You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's your girl and your host, and we're back with another exclusive segment of Friday Features. But before we get into that, this podcast is kindly sponsored by the one and only DistroKid. Now, for my producers, musicians, artists, everyone who has to do with music, I want you to listen up. DistroKid is the best distributor you're going to find to get your music on platforms like Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. Pretty much everywhere you listen to music, they will get your music on there. And they'll also help you find the right audience with tons of helpful tools and perks that come with your membership. And the best part is you make all of the money from streaming. That's right, they do not take a cut of your earnings, and that is pretty hard to come by, which is sad because as creators, we do deserve all of the money that we are making. So DistroKid is completely fair. You'll get your money. All you have to do is pay your annual membership fee, which is super affordable, and I have a discount code for you guys for 7% off your first year's membership. So go on to distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra, which is linked in the description of this episode and on my link tree all over social media. Go get that 7% off and get your music everywhere you need it to be online. Even on Instagram with those karaoke scroll style lyrics. We all know them and love them. Segueing back into today's episode, we're chatting with Cicely Rose for an exclusive segment of Friday Features. She's opening up about 2021, her music career, what her goals are for 2022, and so much more. Be sure to stick around to hear the full segment. And thank you guys so much for tuning in, as always.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Cicely, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I know we chatted a little bit about avoiding COVID and things are so crazy right now, but how are the holidays going for you? How is, you know, the end of this year?
Well, December has been probably one of my favorite months this year just because my birthday was in it and Christmas, and it's just been a lot of fun. And my family's in town, which is pretty awesome. Love them. COVID right now in LA is a bit because of the holidays, I feel like. Because a lot of people were traveling, I feel like, from in and out of LA. And so I feel like it just kind of made everyone get it.
I know. It's bad here in New York, too. You can't even find a test. It's a mess. But we got to figure this out. I don't know. I feel like it needs to go away. I just can't deal with this anymore. I'm trying to travel. We all have travel plans, guys. And we got to be safe about it. But I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
I feel that.
So I know you had some crazy things going on this year. Like, you were dropping music. Obviously, you're killing it on social media. Tell me a little bit about how you're balancing everything. I know you have so much going on. And right now, like, being an influencer, being like a social media star, you have to do it all. TikTok, Instagram, you know, obviously you have a passion for music. Like, how are you possibly balancing all of this?
Well, I have a calendar on my phone with all of my managers and everything. And most of my days, it's like, you need to be at this place, this place, this place. And it's like a lot. But at the same time, it's like so many cool experiences. And so I kind of just think I'm a very positive person about everything, or at least I try to be. And so, like, I'm always like, okay, there could be someone at that event which I'm invited to that could help me with my music career or help me with my modeling career. And so it's just like, I try to do everything I possibly can to get my foot in somewhere because I can do a lot of things. And so it's like just a opening door for everything.
No, yeah, I totally get that. And I feel like that's the best way to be, but it can be so exhausting. But it's great that you have like a solid hold on it, especially at a young age, and you're doing everything. And that's only going to help you out in the future. Obviously, your fans love that too, because you're constantly posting and promoting and doing different things on social media, and everyone loves content. But speaking of your music career, I know you released 3 songs this year, the first one being Pointless, It's got to be a fan favorite. I know it has a ton of streams on Spotify. People are still listening to it, posting it, using the sound, all of that. So what was your reaction to, you know, releasing that song and then kind of seeing how everyone else loved it?
So Pointless was one of my first originals I ever did. And it was a really cool experience just because I felt like it was my own music and I helped write it and like I was there when they produced all of it, and I just felt like it was a really cool experience. And once like everyone started to really like it, it just, you know, it made me feel even better about like my music and my writing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I completely understand that. And it's a great track. So congratulations on the release and all the success. And then leading up from that, you have those two other singles. And I know you worked with some other artists on Can't Go Back. So tell me a little bit about that and how that track came about.
So with Can't Go Back, I did it with my brother and Mason and Jules, or we call them the Aussie Boys. We were at their house one night and we were just hanging out, and we obviously all do music, and we were like, let's go up to the studio and just like write something, maybe do something with it. So the first time we wrote, we didn't like the song at all. And it was like a completely different song. And we were just like, oh, this isn't working. And then we came up with the like idea of like my brother throwing a party, I guess. And I'm mad at him because like if you watch the music video, that's how it goes. And you can kind of like hear it in the song, which I think is really cool. And it was originally just me and my brother. And then one night we went over to Mason and Jules, and they had put a verse on it, and I thought it was super cool. And I performed that one a couple times with all the boys, and it was a lot of fun. That was one of my favorite songs. A lot of the fans liked that song too.
Yeah, that one is definitely, I would say, probably the biggest fan favorite. People love collaboration, so that's amazing. And it's just a good song, so I feel like it kind of killed it all around. Speaking of collaborations, in the future, who do you want to work with? Because there's a ton of influencers right now that are kind of moving into the, you know, music space, that are doing a great job and kind of building up their career just like you. But there's also a lot of up and coming artists outside of that influencer space. So, you know, who's on your list?
My list, it's actually pretty simple. There's about 4 or 5 people on it. I want to work with Machine Gun Kelly because I love him so much. And then there's Travis Barker and Jaden Hostler. I love that he was an influencer and he took that platform and made himself into a musician along with Nessa, because I just feel like they did what every influencer wishes they could do because they are so talented. And then I love Ian Dior. Funny story, he actually recently DM'd me, which I thought was really cool. And then Black Bear. Those are my favorites.
That is an amazing list. Honestly, some of my favorites in there too. I love Jaden and Nessa. I feel like their music is sick. They actually both made my Spotify Wrapped top artists, which I'm like, oh my God, this is so freaking funny, because they just dropped projects like pretty recently and they already made my Spotify Wrapped. And everyone who follows me, you saw that. And I totally owned that. Like, people are like, they're TikTokers. I'm like, no, they are not. They are musicians. They're amazing. So I respect that totally. Machine Gun Kelly is a boss. Oh my God, you gotta love him. Travis, there's some pop punk fusion going on between these four. And then obviously Ian Dior is also amazing. That's amazing that he DM'd you. Super exciting. Maybe a little collaboration in the future.
I don't know. I hope so. It was like so random because I just posted a story and I was listening to his song, his newest one, and he like just DM'd me, and then he DM'd me again, and I was like, wait, what are you doing here, Ian? And I just thought it was funny.
And he's amazing. So that list is fire. Honestly, I couldn't have come up with a better one myself. Black Bear also killed it this year.
Yes.
So many people doing amazing things, and the music space is just endless right now, especially with, like I said, this whole social media thing. I love talking about it. TikTok is really giving people a chance to blow up and run from there. And speaking of Spotify Wrapped and kind of the year ending and the holidays, next year is right around the corner. So what are your plans for 2022? With COVID, I know things are so up in the air, and you know, people don't know if they're touring anymore. They don't know what's happening. They don't know if they want to travel. But the good thing about music is, and we've all kind of seen this from the pandemic, you can kind of do it everywhere and anywhere. So can fans expect to hear more music from you? Are you possibly dropping an EP? What's happening there? What can you tease?
So I may or may not be dropping a song soon. I am not going to give out a release date or anything. It's one of my absolute favorite songs I've ever written. So you guys all should be very excited for that. Also, in the upcoming year, I know COVID, it makes a lot of things hard, but I'm going to be trying to do a little bit more traveling this year just because it is one of my favorite things to do. I am not a person who likes to stay at home for weeks on end. I like to see the world and try every new thing possible. So it's kind of like I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling, a lot of modeling, and, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff coming in the new year. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that all sounds super exciting, and I hope that COVID doesn't ruin these things for all of us. It better not, because we've been dealing with this shit for too long. That kind of brings me to my next question, which is, you have so much going on. Like I keep talking about, you know, you're talking about modeling next year, dropping new music, all this stuff. And there's a ton of people that follow you on social media, you know, younger, older, and they're like, wow, she's really killing it. She's doing all these things. I kind of wish I could do that. Maybe they're trying to get their TikTok up and running. I don't know. A lot of people are trying it. They're younger and they look up to you and other influencers like yourself. So what advice do you have for people that are like, damn, I wish I could do what Cicely's doing and I don't even know where to begin? Like, what advice do you have for them?
The advice I have for them would probably be to never give up, number one, because even if everyone tells you that you're not going to be anything, because even moving to LA, there was a lot of people who were like, you just should give up, like, you're not going to make it. And I never listened to them just because I was like, well, I know I can do this, and I'm going to keep trying my hardest until I can make it happen. And so all I say is to never give up and take every opportunity you get, because you don't know where that opportunity could then lead you to in the future. And just be consistent and work hard, because you're not going to have everything handed to you. That's what I like to say, because growing up, I did not have everything handed to me. And I kind of learned that working hard is the right way to get the things that you want, because you're not like, someone else isn't getting them for you. It's because, I mean, gifts are awesome, but when you're able to buy yourself the nice things that you want or you need, it's just such an uplifting thing that, like, you're actually doing something with your life that can help not only yourself, but also other people in your life. So I just think it's definitely just never give up, no matter what someone tells you.
I think that's great advice. And it's not even, you know, limited to being an influencer or trying to get started on social media, but every career. And I think everybody could take something from that. You know, you can't give up, got to take the opportunities, all that. That's such great advice. And especially being as young as you are, I feel like the fact that you know that, it's only going to help you out in the future. And as young as you are and knowing what you want to do and having, you know, a really good mentality, that's not something that you see all the time, especially in this industry. It is super hard and people are going to criticize you. Social media isn't easy. Like, a lot of people put it down as like, oh, that's easy. You're posting photos, you're making videos, like anybody could do that. It's like, okay, well, if everyone could do that, then there wouldn't be people with millions and millions of followers that are ruling the space. So, right, you know, there's a lot that comes with it. With all the social media that's going on right now, a lot of people are feeling pretty overwhelmed and they're like, I don't even know what to post, what to do. What's your favorite social media platform and where do you like to connect with your fans?
Okay, I love TikTok, but it annoys me because I am constantly getting banned. Like, at the moment, I'm banned until the 3rd for no reason at all. So I personally like Instagram better because I can post on there every single day, no matter what. And, like, obviously, I do not post inappropriate content because, obviously, I'm underage and I wouldn't do that even if I was overage, because I just want to, like, inspire people and that kind of stuff. So on TikTok, it's like, yeah, I like posting, and it's easier to interact with my fans on TikTok because there's like the comments are different than on Instagram, but on Instagram it's like you get to see everything and like you can follow your fans and it'll be a lot easier. You can see the edits they make, and I feel like Instagram is just a better way for me to interact with my fans, and I post more on there because I never get banned, because that doesn't happen very often on Instagram.
I totally see that. Listen, I love TikTok. I talk about it in almost every single episode that I do, even if it doesn't have anything to do with what my guests and I are talking about. It comes up because it's just freaking everywhere. But Instagram, I don't know, it kind of has my heart because TikTok does pull that shady shit and I don't appreciate it.
And then I had a spam account that had over 100,000 followers and I was posting on it like constantly and they deleted it and I never got it back.
Oh, if they do that to me, it's over. Like it's, that's on site. I'm deleting their app and I'm going to start a protest.
I tried to get it back. They never gave it back to me. And my, like my main, I get so scared because it's like when I post on there, like I try to do like 3 a day. I can't right now because obviously I'm banned. But every time normally at least one of them gets taken down for minor safety and then I'm banned. And I'm like, can I just post?
I know. I've kind of had enough with them and their banning and their flagging and the reports and everything. It's like, okay, guys, we get it. You're trying to keep it safe. But also, I feel like if you're under the age of 13, you should just not maybe be on there, or like maybe only with the parent. Like everything gets flagged. Like somebody's in a bathing suit. They're like inappropriate. It's like, okay, well, we're on vacation, so enough.
Yeah. They're so annoying. And then they'll be like, oh yeah, your video won't go back up. Like the video I got banned for recently, I'm in a jacket, an actual jacket and sweatpants. I'm like, yeah, that's how I'm supposed to get banned.
I feel like it's just the robots and they're like, we're going to ban random things and see if they catch on. It's like, yeah, we do. And we're pissed because you're taking down our stuff, dude. So I don't know. They got to fix that. But I also think it's weird that they're not paying people under 18. Like, I know that there's like rules and stuff, but like, I know damn well Charli D'Amelio's getting paid. So like, what's the deal with that? Now there's these other kids that are like 16. They're not getting paid, but they have like 500,000 followers. And I'm like, I don't know. I think it's shady of them.
I feel like a lot of influencers my age would appreciate that that content fund, just because I feel like sometimes being an influencer, everyone thinks like, oh, you make so much money, and some days you make good money and other days you don't, and it's just like that would help because it's like a consistent income no matter what, I feel like. And it's just like and I feel like the people who have like a lot of followers and who work really hard for all their content and like post a lot, then like, I don't know, I think it's definitely shady.
And they're running ads through it, even though you guys are underage. So it's like, where's that money going? To them, clearly. And if they're letting you post the content and they're putting the ads through it, then it just doesn't make sense to me. So I really don't like that on their part. I don't know. And they don't pay too well either. Let me tell you, they have not been paying me too well. So
that's what I heard. And I heard also, like, because I have a couple friends who are over 18 who have a lot of followers. And they were like, literally, as soon as I did it, I took it off because my views went down. And I was like, really? And then they told me when they took it off, their views went back up. Crazy that like TikTok does that.
This is a rant session against TikTok, but also like half of me is praising them. And the other half is like, sponsor my content, but also I don't want your sixth sense. So it's fine. Yeah. My last question for you is 2022, what are your goals and what are your aspirations? Like, what do you want to accomplish either personally or career wise?
Definitely. I want to travel a lot more because last year I traveled a little bit, and last year was the first time I ever went to New York and I fell in love with the place. Like, I love New York so much and I want to go back. Stay tuned. So definitely a lot of traveling for my personal and career moves, I guess you could say, because I'm going because I love the city, but I also have some fun things that I'm doing there for my content wise. And I don't know, I want to inspire more people with my content, and I want to get like a better like reason why I post, because I feel like I post because I enjoy doing it, and like modeling I enjoy doing and music I enjoy doing, but I want to be able to post for people who like need that post. You know what I mean?
No, I feel that's a really good goal to have. And yeah, I think that's a great idea. Well, I'm excited to see what's to come for 2022. And congratulations on all your success this year. I know it's only going to get bigger and better next year and the years to come. And I want to thank you again for joining me on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's been so much fun chatting with you. And yeah, I can't wait to see what happens in 2022. This is my last episode of 2021. It's crazy. This year flew by. But thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you to Cicely Rose for being our last segment of 2021. We appreciate you so much. And we can't wait to see what's in store for you next year. It's crazy to say that already. 2022 is just around the corner, literally tomorrow. And I'm terrified. I don't know if anyone else is, but I know I am. Thank you to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode, and thank you guys again for your support and for tuning in. As always, and one last time for 2021, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.